and high and lifted up, Lord. We give you all the glory and the honor. And, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive. We just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Run of Christ Ministries morning, Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Run of Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with our proclamation, scripture, and prayer. And at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own sister, Deaconess Loretta Welch. Good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Kathy, and it's my pleasure to always take part in this program. As she said, my name is Deaconess Loretta Welch, and I'm here to bring you the Why We Are Here proclamation, scripture, and prayer for today's service. We proclaim that Jesus the King, pre-existed as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, was buried, was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture, appeared to many witnesses, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as the final judge to rule. Our scripture for today is coming from 2 Corinthians 4, 13 through 18. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we ask that you fill your Holy Spirit with everyone who will participate in this worship service now or later. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to offer up some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We pray that our songs, prayers, and preached word lift Jesus so that all who are lost today will be found. We ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We thank you for life, for love, for family, friendship, and fellowship. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deaconess Loretta Welch, for that. We thank you, and just have a beautiful day.
And you do the same.
Thank you, thank you. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own Shepherd Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
From the rising of the sun until it goes away, again we love to say, we love you. You brought us safe this far, we really everything I wanna have, and I may not be everything I wanna be.
But Lord, you gave me everything. one that sings of your worth. Savior, oh, the world's in need. Let me love and adore you totally.
Save.
Hey, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Time for a little known black history fact. African American history. We make history every day. And we are going to highlight this morning Tertullian. Tertullian. 160 to 220. Tertullian was a prolific writer and author from Carthage and another influential black African man to impact the Christian faith and the world for over a millennia after his death. Tertullian was the first Christian author to produce an extensive quantity of Christian literature in Latin. An avid apologist for the Christian faith and a debater against heresy, Tertullian consistently engaged and confounded those that wanted to propagate instrumental in verbalizing and creating new theological concepts and was integral to the development of early church doctrine. He's perhaps most celebrated for being the first writer in Latin known to use the term Trinity to describe the fact that God is one, Deuteronomy 6:4, and exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Black and brown Christians can celebrate that not only was Christianity embraced by Africans long before the slave trade, but that black people have shaped how we engage and understand God, his nature, and faith in general. Tertullian. And that is our little known black history fact.
Oh,
a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Amen. Change is gonna come. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Thank you. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Associate Pastor, Terrence Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. So meet us at the altar and prepare to receive our very own Associate Pastor, Terrence Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
Time I truly believed that I could do it on my own, but all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found the Savior who turned me around, and he placed his love on me, and I will trust him.
our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we certainly thank you and we certainly praise you for bringing us from last Saturday to this Saturday. Father, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be where we are today. Father, there are some of your children out there that are listening to this radio broadcast who may be dealing with broken hearts because of the loss of a loved one. But Father, you say it in Psalm 147, verse 3, that you heal the brokenhearted and you bind up every wound. Father, you also say it in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Father, we come to you as a collective body, asking you to help us understand that you are the one who will always answer our prayer. Father, you said in Jeremiah chapter 33:3, you said, call on me in the time of need, and I will answer, and I will tell you great and mighty things that haven't been done yet. Father, the reason why we don't see many miracles done in our lives is because we don't always fully put our trust in you. We put our trust in ourselves more than we put our trust in you. But Father, you are a trustworthy God. You've always been a trustworthy God. You will never stop. You will never stop being a trustworthy God, because you said in Hebrews chapter 13, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am the same God yesterday, today, and forever, which means you will never, ever change. Father, you said in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, you said, I will keep you in perfect peace if you would keep your mind steadfast on me. Father, I ask that you would just help the body of Christ learn how to keep our minds and our wills focused on you and what you want us to do for the kingdom of God, because the assignment that you have given everyone in the body of Christ is the only assignment that matters. And it's the only assignment that will build up the kingdom of God. Father, we pray especially for our leaders in Washington. give them the wisdom to do the work that you've called them to do in the order that you called them to do the work that you want them to do, because they work for you. They don't work for the world. And the way that they're acting in Washington, it doesn't please you. It grieves you. Father, the way the whole world is acting today, it grieves you. Help us to change our attitude about the way that we do the work that you've called us to do. Because, Father, we are your ambassadors. You chose us. We didn't choose ourselves. You called us to do a special assignment that will advance your kingdom. Father, let your will be done in the way that you want your will to be done. Father, we pray for the preacher that is coming with your word. Father, let the words of his mouth and the meditator, his heart, be acceptable in your sight, so that he will be able to let you have your way in him. Because, Father, no matter what the word is, bless him to bring the word in the way that you want him to bring it, Father, and bless all the listeners that will be listening to your word being preached. And, Father, let us not only hear your word, but let us be doers of your word. Let us be followers of your word. And it is in your precious and holy name that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. And praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Power in prayer. Power in prayer. Pastor Terrence, thank you. Thank you for praying and making our request known to God. Have a beautiful day. We appreciate you.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Beautiful service this morning. I am having a great time this morning, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and tell them that this Saturday worship service is happening. Okay? Be the reason someone smiled today. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen? For the preached word, a message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. So following this selection, the next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing is Man of God, Elder Joseph Stevens. Prepare to receive Elder Joseph Stevens as he comes in his own way with the word from the Lord. Let's receive him with an open and warm heart. Amen.
The love of
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Pastor Old Sister Sheila, Running for Christ Ministries and Radio Blog Talk. Hallelujah. We could just stay there probably for another 10, 15, 20 minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And just praise him for who he is. Praise him for all that he's done. Praise and thank him. Not asking anything, just praising. Oh, Lord. Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for all that you mean to us in our lives. Father God, even when we're not asking for anything and we look back over our lives, we can thank you for all that you've done for us. Father God, we bless you and praise you. We honor you. And we glorify your holy name. Father God, we bless you and thank you. And we just say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, continue to have grace. Father God, continue to show your patience when we are not doing what you want us to do and be. And then, Father God, continue to allow us to hear your word. Receive your word and prayerfully live your word. And then, Father God, continue to bless us on a daily basis, not just us, but our families, friends, and those that we don't even know. Bless them. And we trust that it'll all be done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Last month, I preached, put your trust in Jesus. Trust God regardless of what we see and hear. I gave many scriptures on trust, but I'm just going to say one of them right now. Psalm 62:8, King James. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. God at all times. Not when you think about it. Not when you asking for something, not when you're begging for something, not when you're just petitioning for something, but trust God at all times. But how many know before we can truly trust God, we have to believe God's word. We have to believe God's word. Why do we have a difficult time in trusting God? You know, that's why reading the Bible every day is important. And on this lesson was restful anticipation in the YouVersion Bible on my phone. And it said, it's easy to fall prey to thinking others hold our future. Our spouse, kids, boss, the economy, government, our desires. But the truth is, God holds our future. And holds our heart. God is the only one who can bring us grace and strength to meet all the unknowns that lay ahead. My Lord, my Lord, help me to know you in a deeper relationship. I believe when we talk about trusting God, we have to go back to the very beginning of the Bible, Genesis 1:1. And we know there are some teachings out there that Genesis was not actually the first book, but it's the first book that we read today in the Old Testament. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. That's Genesis 1:2. Now, there's controversy and a debate out there on how many years did it actually took between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. It doesn't matter because in the beginning, God, and whenever God's not limited by time, we are. So in the beginning, God, John 1:1 to 1:3 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, talking about Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now, Jesus fulfilled all of Israel's hope from Genesis to the book of John. John revealed Jesus, the Word, the Logos, the spoken Word part in the creation story. But let's go back to Genesis 1, verses 3 to 5. New Living Translation. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was what? Good. Then he separated the light from darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. And you know, God said, is in Genesis 1, chapter 1, 7 times. 7 times God spoke everything into being. God saw that everything was good in 6 days. My subject today, trust God. He will do the impossible. The things we can't see have no power over God. Nothing is impossible with God. God said, let there be light, separated the light from darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night, day one. God put Lucifer and a third of his angels out of heaven. They were darkness when there was nothing but glory and light in heaven. God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. God said, let there be a space between the waters, separated the waters of heaven and earth, called it the sky, was day two. God took the water below the sky, made dry ground, which we call land, the seas. God saw that it was good. God said, let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant, and trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. The land produced vegetation, all sorts of seed-bearing plants and trees with seed-bearing fruit. And all of that reproduced itself in time. And God saw that it was good, marking the third day. God said, let great lights appear in the sky to separate the day from night. Let them mark off the seasons, days and years. And then verses 15 and 19, paraphrase, God made two great lights, the sun and the moon, the larger one to govern the day, and the smaller one to govern the night. He also made the stars, and God saw that it was good. An evening passed, and morning came, marking the fourth day. Now, we know that it said earlier that God made the light to separate it from darkness. Now here it talks about he made two great lights, the sun and the moon, and then he also made the stars. But that was completing the process. He separated. Let the great lights appear in the sky to separate the day from night. Then God said, verse 20, let the waters form with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. 21, so God created great sea creatures and every living thing that scurries and swarms in the water, and every sort of bird, each producing offsprings of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. God, fish fill the sea, birds fill the air. Verse 23, and evening and morning came, marking the fifth day. Then God said in verse 24, let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offsprings of the same kind, livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals. And that is what happened. And the 25th verse basically says again, and God saw that it was good. It's more there, but that's the key part. And God saw that it was good. 26, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like ourselves. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. If the king, you read in the King James, it would say, let them have dominion over. So God, 27, created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And that's a verse today that we got to teach our kids. We have to teach our grandchildren. We have to teach our nieces and nephews. We have to teach young children that come in and out of our homes that God made male and female. He created them. Verse 28, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. God gave them every seed-bearing plant and fruit trees for food. God gave every green plant for the wild animals, birds, and small animals. And we go on to verse 31. Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was not just good, but it was very good. And the evening passed and the morning came, marking the sixth day. God created all, finished all of creation in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy. I want to jump ahead. We know that God did all of that. We know that the children of Israel had did anything and everything, and they were slaves in Egypt. And they cried, they cried, they cried. And God heard their cry. But you know, when he heard their cry, and he told Moses to go to Pharaoh, and he produced all them plagues on Pharaoh that were against all Egypt's gods with a small g. The Israelites set out on an 11-day trip. Some say seven. I've read other numbers too, but we're not going to squabble over that. The bottom line, it took them 40 years because of their disobedience, their murmuring, grumbling, and complaining. It took 40 years for them to enter the promised land. We know that Moses didn't enter the promised land because he lost his temper. Instead of speaking to the rock, he smote the rock. Joshua and Caleb were the only two people that were not, that were over 21 years of age that entered into the promised land. Why? Because of their obedience and their faithfulness. Jesus, the Word, creator of the earth, would come to earth to be born of a virgin. What if Mary did not respond to the plan of God? What if Mary did not respond to the plan of God?
We don't know what would have happened. We know God would have had a ram in the bush, but he didn't need one. And here's this part of my subject. For nothing is impossible with God. Luke 1:37, New Living Translation, part of it. Nothing you see is impossible with God. Luke 1:37, the Message Translation. We know that Gabriel's last, that was Gabriel's last response to Mary's question regarding the birth of Jesus. Gabriel had told her earlier, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you." Then he told her something that was very powerful in her mind. Elizabeth, your cousin, in her old age, is 6 months pregnant. Let me say that again. Elizabeth, your cousin, in her old age is 6 months pregnant. And then Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And she was instructed to name him Jesus. Genesis 2:8, New Living Translation says, "Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he placed the man he had made." Genesis 2:16 to 18, New Living Translation, "But the Lord God warned him, 'You may eat freely. You may freely eat from the fruit of every tree in the garden.'" 17, "Except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." God knew what he was doing. He knew Adam would mess up. And when I simply mean that he knew, when I say mess up, he knew Adam would sin. Adam named all the animals. He spent time with them, and he did not have a mate. 18, "Then the Lord God said, 'It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him.'" God was so good that he made Eve, took a part of the rib out of Adam's side, made Eve and brought her to him, and he named her Woman. He was so good to them that he met with them daily in the cool of the garden. We know that Satan tempted Eve. Eve tempted Adam, and they both sinned. Adam blamed Eve and God. Eve blamed the serpent. And then God told the serpent his judgment in Genesis 3:15. God promised to bruise thy head. Christ shall utterly crush and eternally defeat Satan. And that was years before we get to where I'm going next in the New Testament. God the Father spoke two times regarding Jesus' ministry. John baptized Jesus. The heavens opened. John saw the Spirit settle on Jesus, just like he was told, and just like Scripture had said. Matthew 3:16-17, New Living Translation says, "And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy.'" Who brings me great joy? But if you go back in Isaiah 42:1, New Living Translation, it says, "Look at my servant, whom I strengthen. He is my chosen one, who pleases me. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations." Oh, hallelujah. "This is my beloved son, and I am wonderfully pleased with him." Today's Living Bible. Can God say the same thing about us? Can God say the same thing about us? Is God wonderfully pleased with what we are doing? The second time God spoke was come from Luke 9:35 on the Mountain of Transfiguration. God said, "This is my son, my chosen one, listen to him. The other day, a few days ago, I was on Facebook, and Pastor Helene Walker posted this. Clear my mind of clutter, Lord, so that I may hear your voice. Clear my mind of clutter, Lord, so that I may hear your voice. We need to hear God more today than ever. Who and what are we listening to today? John 5:24, the New Living Translation says, I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me, who is me? Jesus, have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins. Comma. But they have already passed from death into life. Now, we're different than what happened with Adam. They were promised that they would die if they ate of the tree. They didn't die immediately physically, but they died spiritually with God. Here is talking about us. When we listen to God's message and believe in God, gift to the world, which is Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. We won't be condemned for our sins, but we have already passed from death into life. Trust God. He will do the impossible. Let me say that again. Trust God. He will do the impossible. Galatians 2:20, New Living Translation says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, comma, but Christ lives in me, period. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, the greatest gift ever known to man. So God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I didn't add that in there. But Ephesians 2:8-10, New Living says, God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. 9, salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast. God saved us by his grace when we believe. But believing is not the only thing we have to do. We have to believe. We have to trust. We have to walk in hope and faith and continue to trust God's word. Satan believes God and trembles. But guess what? Satan and his followers made the wrong decision, and they'll never get a chance to change it. They have been judged for their decision, just like we will be judged today for ours. Do you believe in the love of God? Do you believe in the salvation of God through Jesus Christ? Verse 10 says, for we are God's masterpiece. Have you ever considered yourself a masterpiece? I know I haven't. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. How long ago? Before we were ever on this earth. So we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Trust God in all things, my brothers and sisters. And if you are on this radio blog today and you have not put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, you need to do so. Because, let me pray, Lord God, you are holy. You are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, with a word you spoke and created the world and everything that we can see and the things we can't see. Lord God, you are omniscient. No, nothing is unknown to you. So we can completely trust you our lives on a daily basis. You hold our today and our future. Open our minds and hearts to your plan and purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Trust God in all things. Trust God. He will do the impossible. Praise the Lord. Back to you, Pastor O.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still going to trust. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain? Help us, Lord, is my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on.
Oh, Amen. What a word and what a song. Like, I don't even have really the extras that I normally put on, like the sprinkles that I normally put on stuff after the preacher preaches. I have totally taken to heart completely what Elder Joseph Stevens preached today. Trusting God in all things. And then last week, I believe it was Pastor Terrence Tate who preached about having a positive attitude when everything around you, including you, is negative. Like, wow. Those two sermons these last 2 weeks, well, that one last week and this one this week is going to help us to get through these next 7 days before we come back here on Blog Talk Radio. But trusting God in all things. In the beginning, God. In the end, God. In between, God. So we know that what we see in this world and the things that we go through, you know, the devil is crafty. He doesn't show up like, you know, he's portrayed in movies with horns and pitchforks and all that. No, he comes real pretty, making it seem like he's the solution to your problem, but it's the enemy. And so if you don't have the Holy Spirit and you have no discernment because he's the one who gives it, then you are just out here in the rainstorm with no umbrella. And I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm not obviously not the oldest person in the world, but I'm older than some of the younger people. And the way that the world is going, to hell in a handbasket, or like they used to say back in the day, going to hell with gasoline draws off. Like, we are ablaze, okay? And if you have not put your faith, your salvation, your hope, and your trust in Jesus, you are out here being tossed back and forth and used, beat down, broke down, busted, and disgusted by the devil. Just know that if you're not serving God, you might not be voluntarily choosing to serve the devil, but there is no one else. So you either serving God, or by default, you serving Satan. Okay? So you really, really, really need to take the time to think about who you're going to serve. Satan hates everybody, including those who serve him voluntarily or involuntarily. Okay? But he knows being that God created was very good, including us. We just so happen to be born and shaped in iniquity because of what happened in the garden, but that's not where the story ends. Jesus was that ram in the bush for us. He came to be the sacrifice for us. And all it takes is you confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus came, died, rose on the third day, and sits on at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. Jesus' blood saved us all. So now you have to determine whether or not you're going to accept the sacrifice of Christ for you to have eternal life with him. God in all things, including with your salvation and with your life. Because when this time is over, like Pastor always says, whether we have a rapture, whether it's personal or Jesus say, okay, it's a wrap. I'm here. We're done. Your time on this earth is going to be done. But at the end of all of this is in eternity. So you get to choose whether you spend eternity in heaven or you spend eternity in hell. Don't let anybody convince you that hell doesn't exist. And hell on earth, this what we live in here, it's bad. But there's nothing new under the sun. This not hell. Okay? So you really, really, really need to determine how you're going to spend your eternity. Amen? So trust God in all things, including what you're going through now and what you may be going through in the future. We're always about to go in something, or coming out of something. But no matter what, in all three of those stages and phases, so I did say I didn't have really much to say, but clearly I did. Amen. Y'all know how I do. Amen. So Thank you, Elder Joseph Stevens, for the word that you brought to us today. We are beyond appreciative. Amen. And we're so thankful that you took the time to study and to bring that word out to us. So good morning, everybody. If you didn't know what day it was, yep, it's Saturday. Amen. It's the third Saturday in the month of February. So just by way of a couple of announcements, Sunday, we will have our Sunday school that begins at 9 a.m. with our teacher, Pastor Janice Tate. And then you know that our worship service begins at 10 a.m., the praise team leading us in our worship. And then Pastor O will be bringing the word. So don't forget, we are located at 27085 West Otter Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Again, our Sunday school begins at 9 a.m., followed by our worship service at 10 a.m. Amen. Don't forget, on Mondays, Minister Lachelle Anderson is on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Street Love at 6:30 p.m. So please go to our church website, rfcm.org, and click on Christian Resources for more information about that. Tuesdays, 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall is on Blog Talk Radio with Training Day, so tune in for that. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, we have our Bible class. This week, the teacher is Deaconess Rebecca Johnson, and she will be teaching the class entitled The Supremacy of Christ. And so you definitely need a book for the class. If you need a book because you don't have one yet, please go to the church website, rfcm.org, and you'll be able to get one there. Fridays, 7 p.m., Bring Back the Family on Blog Talk Radio with Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, so tune into that. And then, again, on Saturdays, we have our Saturday worship service here at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. If you care about who's preaching, definitely go to our churchem.org and check the website for the preaching schedule. But it really doesn't matter who's preaching. Just tune in. Amen? So remember that all of our classes and our services and everything that we do here on Blog Talk Radio is recorded, archived, and free. You can go to our church website, rfcm.org, where you will find jobs, books, resources, and more, all available to you for free. Now, we have thousands of recordings on Blog Talk Radio. And for it to be this many years that we're out and they're still free, look, God is trying to bless you, okay? Because I'm pretty sure Pastor O might be trying to attach, like, you know, a dollar per download or something. Pastor, oh, look, he be, look, okay? So the fact that all of this is still free, you don't have to pay, you know, you don't get a certain amount of information and then you got to pay for the rest of the information. Like, no, that's not what's going on here on Blog Talk Radio, okay? Not for our church services and our classes and our resources. Everything we're giving you all is free. Amen. And so, you know, one thing we know about people is they like to take advantage of things that they don't have to pay for. Take advantage of this. Take advantage of the information that we have, again, on our church website, rfcm.org. Use it for yourself as you need to, and make sure to share it with others. Amen. And so if you want to give your tithes and offerings online, again, you can definitely go to our church website, rfcm.org, click on the tithes and offerings tab. If you would like to give a love offering for Elder Joseph Stevens, who brought the word today, please feel free to go and do it on our church website. You know, you can give your love offering there. Just make sure to specify that your offering is for Elder Joseph Stevens, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. And so thank you, and God bless you in advance for sharing with us and with those that we help. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7 speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. So that right there should tell y'all what we see and what we got going on right now is not going to last forever. Okay? A new heaven and a new earth. So verse 21 says, then I saw a new heaven, I'm sorry, chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Because y'all know, like, the church is the bride of Christ. Amen. We are the bride of Christ. So, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. You know, some people, they come and they give you some tissue and they patch your little eyes dry. They can't stop your eyes from, but God himself, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. All of those things make us cry. And sometimes we can't stop crying. But God is able to wipe it all away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Amen. So again, make your election sure. Choose appropriately who you will serve. Amen. So we always ask your continued prayers on everyone, everywhere, all of the time. Amen. Continue to pray for Keva Freeman, who had surgery. So please pray for her and her family as she recovers. Continue to pray for our mothers at Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Marilyn, Mother Persia, Mother Cheryl, and Mother Irma. Continue to pray for Deaconess Naomi Carter. Please continue to pray for me, Deaconess Nicole Seabrooks, Nico Gaston, Darius Freeman, our pastors, students, parents, children everywhere, our government leaders. Also, please pray for all those who are unsaved, okay, that they may continue to know the love of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice made for them to have eternal life with him. Continue to pray that those in the body of Christ be witnesses for the Lord in the way that we live and the way that we show love to one another. Sometimes that's why I get saved on a regular basis, at least 2 times a week. And I say that in a joking fashion because obviously, no, you only have to confess Christ one time. But sometimes when I'm not in church service or I'm not listening to a Bible class or I'm not in a Saturday worship service, I'll be like, Jesus, am I really saved? Because sometimes I act out the way and I'll question myself, like, this can't really be, but I know that I belong to Jesus. And I remind Jesus all the time, I'm not you, and you died for everything about me that's not like you. Amen. So you don't have to be perfect to come to Christ. You just have to come to Christ the way you are, because he already knows how you are. Why? Because he created you like he created everything else. Amen. So it's okay. You don't have to be perfect who God created you to be. Amen. So we also want to ask that you continue to pray for all of those who are bereaved, mourning, and grieving the loss of their friends and loved ones. Please continue to pray for Kathy Clyburn, Nico Gaston and her family, as well as Mother Irma Miller and her family. Amen. Happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrate their birthday today, or if they celebrated their birthday anytime this past month. We're only in, you know, a couple weeks in. But, yeah, if you celebrated your birthday from the first to today, happy birthday. Amen. So a very happy and blessed birthday goes out to our two Run for Christ Ministry members that I have on my list who have birthdays this month. And so Mother Marilyn Overall celebrated her birthday on the 7th, and Nico Gaston will be celebrating her birthday on the 21st. So again, happy, happy birthday to you all. And your devotional for today is entitled, Can You Get Away with Sin? By Pastor Jeff Shreve. Y'all already know what's up with his devotionals. I get them, I love them, and that's why I share them. So it reads as follows. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. So that's Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. Do you remember the O.J. Simpson trial of 1995? I think we all do, okay. O.J. was accused of killing his ex-wife and her boyfriend in a brutal slaying that shocked the nation. In the minds of most people, the overwhelming evidence seemed to point to his guilt, and yet he was declared not guilty by a jury of his peers. Many were saying that O.J. literally, quote, got away with murder. But is that really true? Does anyone really ever get away with murder or some other lesser evil? Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, makes it clear that God is not mocked, which means scoffed at, fooled, or deceived. No one beats God and defies the moral absolutes that he has built into society. No one gets away with sin. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap a bitter crop of misery, pain, and corruption. God sees everything we do. He brings every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether good or evil. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. OJ may have escaped a guilty verdict from a human court, but he will have to answer to God one day for his actions. Furthermore, he must experience the guilt and corruption of his sin every day of his life on earth. Now, you and I do not have to be guilty of murder to feel the devastating consequences of sin. Sin brings ruin and destruction into our lives. We dare not be deceived about the devastation accompanying sin. Whether it is lust or greed or bitterness or drunkenness or selfishness or the like, sin always brings forth death. And you can see James chapter 1, verse 15 for more on that. So what are we to do? Since no one is sin-free and no one gets away with sin, where is the hope for us as sinners? Are we doomed to judgment and eternal hell? No. The hope is in Jesus alone. He came to call sinners to repentance, Luke chapter 5, verse 32. He is the friend of sinners. If we respond to him by confessing and forsaking our sin and guilt, we can receive forgiveness for all our transgressions, no matter how terrible. Saul of Tarsus, who we know, okay, to be Paul, was guilty of horrific sin, blasphemy, persecution, violence against the Church of Jesus Christ, and yet he found mercy and forgiveness in the Lord. The prostitute in Luke chapter 7 was covered in the slimy fingerprint of degrading sexual immorality, and yet she found complete forgiveness and peace as she turned from her sin to the Savior. Neither Saul nor the prostitute got away with sin. They were cleansed of their sin by the grace of God and the power of the shed blood. They dealt rightly with their sin through repentance and faith. You and I can do the same. Is your heart heavy today? Are there horrible sins from your past sticking to your conscience like glue, consistently driving you into a state of depression, worthlessness, and self-hatred? Is there a way out of this hell on earth? Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Take God at his word. Put 1 John 1:9 into practice. Now, you know that's one of our favorite verses as Run for Christ Ministry. 1 John 1:9. Put it into practice. If we confess our sins, which means agree with God that our actions were horrible and sinful, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He does not just forgive some sins or most sins. He forgives and cleanses us of all sins, even your most heinous sins. Now remember this, we are not to confess the same sinful action 1,000 times, hoping against hope that he will somehow, some way, someday forgive us for that awful thing we did. Rather, we are to confess that awful thing one time and by faith thank him 1,000 times for forgiving us for it. That is the wonderful promise, 1 John 1:9. Amen. So when we say stuff and we say 1 John 1:9, we ain't playing because we know that Jesus is going to hear us and he's going to forgive us. And then for that forgiveness, we are to continue to thank him for the work that he is doing in us and for the cleansing that he has put upon us. Amen? Amen. And those are your announcements, your sermon, your whatever you want to call it, all of that across the board has happened in these announcements. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Your sermon, your whatever you want to call it, just go
all
where you
want
to go with that. Do
at
what
this
you need
point,
to
whatever.
Do.
Whatever. Do what
it's
you
just,
do.
You know, it is what it is. Okay, I did
what? It's done, right.
Oh, God. Amen,
oh,
amen. But that's
amen.
So good. You know, it's been a full day. It's been a blessed day from the beginning to the end. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you can really take some scriptures and just instantly explain them. I'm talking about break
Man,
it down. Break
be
it down.
Going on. Something going on.
Hey, man. That's some awesome stuff right there. And it just comes pouring
Lord.
Out. You're like Elder Stephen saying, that wasn't even in my sermon.
Wasn't even
Amen.
On the paper.
He wasn't even on the paper. He got some extras. Amen. Amen. And this, you know what I think is so awesome, Crystal? I kept asking Jesus, what do I play today? He said, just go
mm-hmm.
straight to Fred Hammond and the open and the tenors, right, and just play in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and everything mm-hmm. you play, you got to have trust in it. And then
yep.
you get up and preach, trust God in
mm-hmm.
all things. You just
mm-hmm.
got to trust God. I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, I mean,
mm-hmm.
without us even talking, because you would have thought
mm-hmm.
that we had talked.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in my phone he tried to call me. Probably was going to tell me
Uh-oh.
To trust stuff, but amen. But the Lord, like, well, I don't even know how to answer this stupid phone. So anyway, so the Lord say, play trust stuff. I'm like, trust
wow.
stuff? He like, every time
wow.
you see the word trust, play that. So I did.
Wow.
And he preached about
amen.
Trust God. See, the Lord goes,
mm-hmm.
see, he got me preaching now. This is his fault. The
see,
Lord goes ahead of
fault.
Us. The way is already
mm-hmm.
paid, Crystal. All we got to do is
always.
Walk in it. Just walk
always.
In it. So
yep.
I don't even have to trip
yeah,
I like
keep,
I trip.
I keep getting
I
that
trip.
As the message. I keep, you know, getting that. Yeah, I keep getting that as the message. That seems to be a ongoing theme here.
Just it's
up,
already
right
fixed. Don't waste your time tripping. And I'm like, Lord,
oh.
what are we going to play today? You ain't told me what to play
mm-hmm.
today. Like, and
mm-hmm.
then he preached. Then he gonna pull. Then he gonna pull the preacher up, and just the preacher
mm-hmm.
pulled his belt straight out and start whipping
mm-hmm.
me right from the beginning. Trust in the Lord. Trust God. Trust God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I got a beating over here too. Amen.
Amen. I'm like, really, Jesus? So I get a whooping with the first few words. You're like, well, you should
yep.
have trusted me. I do this every
yep.
Saturday, so you should have known I had the songs picked out. But you tripping, so
already.
That's your fault.
Already.
That's why you got
right.
beat.
I love it. I got beat over here, too. Look, this belt is real long, okay? This belt is real long.
And then
it
you have to come with the devotional,
same.
Right? Then you got to read a devotional. And I'm like, so nice what? She tag team, and is this, we wrestling
oh,
Jesus, and they got tag
Jesus.
Team, and Brother Stevens then tagged her, and now she beating me?
See, it's too much.
Amen.
I can't take
but it's
it.
All good. It's all
yep,
good because, like you said, this is what the Lord has given us. This is the awesome thing about church and worship, especially corporate worship. Either way, but this is what God is giving us. This is the food we have.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we go down from
mm-hmm.
this mountain and face the crap we got to go through. But this is what
mm-hmm.
we have. Trust and trust me, when God give you a sermon, when somebody break it down like Elder Stevens just did, that means God
Amen.
Wants you to get it because guess what? You're going to go through it. Oh, they Amen. Probably
Woo.
Didn't. I should have said,
you
said,
oh,
they're going to get you.
It.
Now. You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, but I hope you heard the sermon today.
Right.
You're going to need it. Amen.
You're
going to
need it.
You're going to need that word. Trust
oh,
in the
Lord.
Lord
help.
Amen. Amen. In all things. Because how many
Ooh,
know,
Jesus.
Like Elder Steve said, how many know all things can happen all the time? Amen.
All the time. Amen. Jesus
Amen.
Help us.
Sometimes I go through so much, Crystal. I hear people say, you know, the Lord brought me out. And I just look at them like, Jesus, we can get out? Or do we just
right,
live in the
right.
Philippian jail? I didn't know you could get out the Philippian jail. I've been in here for years.
Look, can
trying
we
to be happy.
Get a pardon or release or a weekend pass or something?
Something. Where they going, Jesus? Oh, they free. They leaving.
Right.
I'm like, well, when I'm going to get out? Like, when
right.
I'm get ready to leave. Trust in the Lord. Mm. You can get out.
Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I hear so many sermons bouncing around in my head. I better quit. Love you, Crystal. Tell me.
Yes.
I said, what's
Love
up?
Love you, too. I will. Amen.
Amen. Want to thank everybody. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn and her brand new phone. I want to thank her for, you know, getting all these people. She's been doing this ever since I've been doing this. That's what, 2009? She's the one got me started in this, her and John Mack. Amen. Back in 08, really, is when I started on his show, and then we flipped over to here. We were trying to reach seven people at Running for Christ Ministries who couldn't go to Bible class because they weren't. So Jesus created Blog Talk. Well, he found Blog Talk Radio, said, here's the answer. Now they can listen anytime they want to. And so we thank God for that, but we had no idea it would grow to, I think, over 132,800 and some odd people have been touched by us here on Blog Talk Radio. I know out of 8 billion people on the planet, that's not a lot, but when you running for Christ Ministries, right, that's a lot. And we thank God for each and every one of them who have been blessed by this effort. So I want to thank Deacon and Kathy Kyburn for getting together, Deaconess Loretta Welch and Pastor Terrence Tate for the altar call and the scripture, prayer, and proclamation and all that good stuff. Amen. Elder Stevens, he is always in tune with the Holy. I know he probably like, I got this morning. He always right where God wants him. That's probably why his sermons come so hard, because God, he preaching that Runner for Christ, so God wanted him to have a Runner for Christ sermon, and this is where we've been talking about. Keep your eye on the prize. Remember what I've been preaching? All about trusting God, right, from 2 Corinthians, and that is right where he is. Amen. Last week, literally, we preached walking by faith, not by sight, and then he follows up this week with trusting God. Don't, Pastor Terrence, say, don't give up on your God-given purpose. Trust in God. That's the message, church, and that means that we are in the last days. That means things are going to get tight. That means people are going to be strained, and you don't have to. You can do like Paul and Silas and know God is good and good all the time and sing in the mess, okay, until he bring you out. Or you can just sit in there and worry. You can do like Peter, Acts chapter 12. James in chapter 11 had got arrested, got his head cut off. And they planned to do the same thing to Peter the next day. But Peter got arrested. They put him in jail, fastened him so he wouldn't escape like the other ones had been escaping or like they had done previously. They locked him up between two soldiers. They had to sleep in the jail with him to make sure he didn't get out so they could cut his head off and please people. Peter went to sleep. Peter went to sleep. Amen. Peter was so asleep when the angel showed up. Guess what? The angel had to wake him up. Go read about it, Acts chapter 12. Wow, if you knew your head was going to be chopped off the next day, could you trust God in all things? Don't forget that. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We're going to do this benediction. Then we're going to get up out of here, go finish the rest of this Saturday. Now to him who was able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the whole church said, amen.
I just needed to trust God. I've tried hard. I just needed to trust God. I tried running away,
but I never found my
faith. Tried staying in. Tried to hide in a crowd, but they almost took me out. See, I tried hard. I just needed to trust. I tried hard, needed to trust God.
I've tried
in another
way,
but it's away all my pain.
Tried to leave it away,
but the pain stayed.
I tried to blend in,
but it was bigger. I tried hard. I just needed to trust God. You see, I tried hard. Just needed to trust God. To trust God. You're the reason I'm who I am. Yeah. I want to bring you the best I can. Oh, no. It's something that you can't understand. See, I tried hard. Just needed to trust God. It seemed like praying didn't work. Oh. The more I praised, I hurt. Listen. And the waiting made it worse. Anybody ever been there? You done all you could and tried hard, but you just need to trust God. I tried to lie to keep it real. Strength to trust. Anybody ever tried hard, but you just needed to trust God. You're the reason I'm who I am. I wanna be. You just needed to trust.